at the 2014 National Biodiesel Conference. I'm visiting with Frank Legner. And Frank, I understand you're a soybean grower from the great state of Illinois.
Yeah, I'm a grower with my father. Central Illinois, we're about 45 miles north of Bloomington. We're 50-50 soybeans and corn. And I'm affiliated with the Illinois Soybean Association, and that's what brings me here to San Diego to represent the Illinois soybean grower and to figure out how the industry is moving forward and relay that message to the farmers of our state so they're a little bit more educated on how the industry's going.
We just finished our opening general session here. Did Joe Job, the CEO of NBB, get you all womped up, as a friend of mine likes to say?
Yeah, he's a lot of high energy, and I guess when you hold that position, you need to be in order to get the people that are behind you excited to push towards the same goal and make sure that everybody's on the same team. Like our key speaker was trying to relay the message, saying that everybody needs to pull the rope in the same direction and align all of our visions for the future.
Well, let's talk a little bit about farming in Illinois, farming soybeans especially, although what I'm interested, since we had a chance to meet last night, is talk a little bit about how you're incorporating some very interesting new technology into farming today.
With the high prices of the commodities in the years previous, farmers used their capital in many different ways, and our farming operation decided to put our capital towards technology. Where we farm, you could have about four different soil types on a piece of land, and those soil types all have different productivity indexes that have been kind of benchmarked from the University of Illinois. So we use those soil maps as a good foundation of how we're going to come up with a plan for all the different things from hybrid selection to population and fertility for fertilizers and nitrogens. So we generally soil sample on 2.5 acre grids, and when we make those sample sites, we overlay them on our SMS advanced desktop software to make sure that sample site is in one soil sample. And if it's not in one soil type, then we will go ahead and move that point over just a little bit to make sure that it is. And when we get the readings back from the lab, we'll use that to write our VRT recommendations. And we base everything off of a goal that we'd like to get to based on the productivity index of that soil type. And then we get the as-applied maps back from the fertilizer trucks, and that allows us to make sure, did we get what we wanted, so we can make sure that we have good quality control of how things are going. So after that, we look at our yield data that we gathered from our combine, and we break everything down on how each hybrid did on each soil type for that year and maybe the year previous to that to get an average. And we look to our fields for next year to see what percentage of each soil type that particular field has on it. And it's kind of like a draft. We start picking hybrids for different fields based on their previous performance. We put some new numbers out there that companies are coming out with, and we strategically place them on some different ground based on their recommendations so we can start gathering data with them. And then when we go out and we plant, try to hope for the best, but we use John Deere C-Star XP, which allows us to see our good ride, make sure our row units aren't bouncing, our singulation skips multiples. We're going to go to the Precision 2020 this year, which is going to give us the same thing, but we're kind of setting the benchmark to go to the variable rate drive electrically and their hydraulic downforce in the future. And the multiple hybrid planting is something that we see on the horizon as well.
So you're combining several different kinds of, several different manufacturers, whether that's for tractor, planter, combine, collection point and transfer. And how does that work for you? Because I know this is something we've all kind of been interested to see as this type of technology continues to evolve.
Sure. We pull our John Deere planter with a K Case IH tractor, and we learned very quickly that colors don't mix when you're dealing with this level of technology. There's certain hiccups that haven't been ironed out yet because this is a newer technology coming through, and through the research, we decided that precision planting was probably the best way for us to be able to utilize our red tractor and our green planter without having to change a color of one of the other implements, because we really like our Case IH equipment, but we really like the way that the John Deere planter plants with a few minor improvements.
It's a bit bigger. You're using some Ag Leader technology in there too.
Yes, we use the SMS Advanced because it gives us a lot of ability to write our own recommendations for fertilizer. I use the SMS Mobile to go out into our fields and actually take our own soil samples. That way I can control the sampling sites and make sure that everything's done the best way that we possibly can, because my sole job is to take care of the ground the best that it can be. Since I'm not in the business of soil sampling, getting over the acres quickly is not in my best interest. So we get to utilize that, the SMS Mobile for crop scouting. I can bring all that back to my desktop, and when I write them recommendations for like fertilizer, you know, the co-ops, they charge me $1.25 an acre. Well, since I have the ability to do that myself, I can save that money on the acres that we do spread, and that's how I can justify paying the upgrade fees every year to keep my software new and up to date. And then the analysis that we run on soil types with hybrids, with population, helps us drive better decisions so we can know that we are putting the right product on the right acre due to past performance. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I really like is it gives me the ability to write to several different controllers, not dependent on color, whether it be John Deere, Case IH, Raven controllers, precision planting. It gives me that very good flexibility.
So does this make you officially a professional ag nerd?
I did an internship with Case IH and their precision farming, and that kind of they were in with Ag Leader, and that got me started and really got me interested in it. And I really like the way it just helps me communicate, even with the landowners. When I go and see them in the wintertime, I can show them the yield map. Colors have a value, so they can see that, you know, not just the whole field did 200 bushels to the acre, you know, this portion might have done 220 and this portion did 180. And it just helps the conversation, and they really like that information. You know, it gives them tracks, and hopefully it also helps communicate to maybe the generations below that might get the ground willed down to them, to get them interested in the farmland as well, and maybe keep it in the family and keep it a legacy.
So what's your outlook for this year? Are you just kind of keeping your fingers crossed on that one variable nobody can control?
Yeah, we're actually a bunch of us were sitting at a table this morning, and I guess the Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be a dry, warm spring. And that kind of gets me a little concerned, because the last time we had that was followed up by a pretty nasty drought. So hopefully we don't have that. But that's, I've heard it from several different people that have several different other wise tales, I guess, that we are going to have an early spring. So I guess all the farmers will just have to have their equipment ready to go. And when Mother Nature says it's time to go, it's time to go.
Well, thank you very much, Frank. I'm glad we had a chance to visit here. It's fascinating talking to the folks who are actually getting out in the field. You know, mm-hmm. We talk a lot to people doing the product development, stuff like that too. But to hear how it's being put into use, I think it's helpful for other farmers too. So, here from the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.